kia ora and welcome back to the Happy Saver podcast. I'm Ruth, a personal finance blogger here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And normally in this podcast, I chat with a diverse bunch of people and I learn their story and then I condense it down so that you can hear helpful, relatable stories from Kiwis who are sharing their experiences, their tips and their point of view on personal finance right here in New Zealand. But I am changing things up for the next 6 episodes. Fear not, it is a temporary change, and I have a couple of reasons for doing this. I've been writing my blog, The Happy Saver, for over 8 years now. It has a ton of useful content about my personal journey with Pūtea and endless useful information about money. Now, I continue to write about what interests me and what I know will be helpful to others. And I actually receive daily emails from people with questions about money, and I'm forever sending links and resources to help those people answer their questions and just become comfortable managing their own Pūtea. And because I'm often repeating myself, more recently, I created a comprehensive financial independence series of 6 blog posts where I mapped out a plan to help you on your way to becoming financially independent. Because I know that there are some in my audience who only read my blog and others who only listen to this podcast, well, I wanted to make sure that both parts of my audience got the same information. So what I've done is I have turned each blog post into a podcast episode. And today you will hear part 1, which is about working out and tracking your net worth. Now, the second reason I am releasing 6 different types of episodes is that I voice all my own podcasts, and sound quality is super important to Johnny and I. He is very particular, for which I'm grateful. I'm actually about to undergo some pretty comprehensive dental work, culminating in me getting braces, which feels super weird at 50 years old. And I know that my voice will sound quite different as I adjust to wearing them. So what we've chosen to do is pre-record a series. And this is a way for me to continue to release episodes because I know you hang out for them to pop up in your podcast app while I'm working out how to speak coherently again. Now, during this downtime, don't worry, I will be hard at work creating new episodes for you, where I'll once again share the money journeys of interesting Kiwis, and hopefully you will be able to understand me when I do start recording episodes again. So in the meantime, thanks for your patience and enjoy today's episode. But before I get into today's episode about how do you work out and track your own net worth, I just have a quick word from today's sponsor. Have you ever wanted to save for a big goal, like a holiday or an expensive purchase? Having the discipline to save for a goal reduces stress and allows for the fulfillment of meaningful experiences and desires without resorting to debt. Pocketsmith is ideal to help you save up for big ticket items, such as a holiday. You begin by creating the habit of regularly setting aside money, and Pocketsmith helps you track your progress towards your goal using customizable budgeting tools, cash flow forecasts, and saving trackers, enabling you to set and manage specific financial targets efficiently. I always have a number of different goals on the go, and Pocketsmith helps me keep track of them all. If you want to supercharge your finances with Pocketsmith, have we got a deal for you. Happy Saver listeners get a whopping 50% off your first 2 months of Pocketsmith's foundation plan. To get your deal, go to pocketsmith.com/thehappysaver. That's pocketsmith.com/thehappysaver. Finally, I'm crafting a collection of podcasts to cover critical areas that will set you on the right path with your Pūtea. Now, each and every day, I answer emails that all touch on one of the following aspects of money. They're asking, how do you work out your net worth and why even bother? What is the purpose and usefulness of budgeting? Why is an emergency fund a good idea and how do you get one? I always get questions about KiwiSaver. And they asked me also, how do you get out of debt? And why should you even bother getting out of debt? And then finally, people ask me about investing and asking what their options might be. What I find is I'm repeatedly answering similar questions, but tailoring them to the person asking. Someone might ask me a question about investing, but it would be wrong not to weave in other aspects. For example, I can't talk about investing if the person has consumer debt. If you want to manage your money well, you must be across multiple areas simultaneously, starting at point 1 and moving through to point 6. It's all connected. No part of your pūtia works in isolation. If someone wants to get out of debt, they can't make a clean start if they don't, for example, know their net worth or where their money is going to or coming from, which is, of course, budgeting. I hear from a wide range of people, but the common thread is that they each seem to have missed some financial basics along the way, and I'm hoping to help with that. A millionaire listening to this might think that there is nothing in it for them, but I absolutely disagree. I've met people far wealthier than I who are shackled to their jobs because even despite their wealth, their income, they are entirely reliant on a paycheck. And if you are listening to this and you owe money, then all I see for you is progress to a solid financial footing. Why am I so optimistic? Well, because I've watched countless people move from debt to having enough money to be content. And to be perfectly blunt, many people simply get sloppy with their money, tacking a new financial decision onto an old one. For example, they might take out a $50,000 student loan, get a job, and immediately want to buy a house. And debt plus debt equals greater debt. They then discover investing and want to try that too. There is no clarity around their finances or financial vision for their future as they stagger from one idea to the next. And I want to help people create a far better financial foundation to build upon. If you can get the basics right, you can tailor them to your unique financial situation. So you might own a business, own a rental property, be a stay-at-home parent, be paying off debt, or you might be retired. But if you cover the basics well, you can then add your own spin. And the ultimate goal of this short series of podcasts is to help you feel in control of your money. And I'll release a new podcast every fortnight until the whole series of six is out. So, part one is net worth. How much wealth do you have right now? If you added it all up and subtracted what you owe, what are you worth? Does your figure start with a negative or a positive? Now, this can be daunting if you've never thought about it. And I once got an email from a woman called Lisa, and she said, "Ruth, when I contacted you, I felt quite overwhelmed by the task ahead and not overly optimistic, but inspired to at least give it a go." And all she did was Lisa started by working out her net worth and therefore her financial position as it stood at that time. It was a confronting exercise for her. It's a line in the sand with which to compare your future self. Otherwise, you have no clue if you're becoming richer or poorer. You can see how you have progressed or regressed in 6 months, 12 months, or 5 years by referring back to that original figure. We need to grow wealthier over time because doing so will give us choices and options about our lives. And the objective is not to objectify wealth. It is to create a level of wealth that makes you feel comfortable and in control of your present and your future. And that number will be different for everyone. So here is how you work out your net worth. What assets do you own? And think about it this way. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket. For example, KiwiSaver, investments, money in the bank, etc. What debts do you owe? And debt is something that takes money out of your pocket. For example, a student loan, a car loan, credit cards, mortgages, overdrafts. Assets minus debts equal your net worth. And a wee tip for you when you're working this out is keep your math simple. You are the CEO of your whānau and whare, and no one is checking up on your numbers except you, so just don't overcomplicate the math. Working out your net worth can be confronting and revealing to those who have never really thought about it, but please don't fear doing the math. And instead of assuming you were doing poorly, did you ever actually stop to think that you might be doing better financially than you realized? It's time to check in. Now, in our house, I calculate our net worth on the first day of every new month, and it takes me 10 minutes max. I log into each account and note down the balance of it on that day. And I want you to avoid thinking, but I get paid tomorrow, so I'll wait till then so that my account balance gets bigger. Nope, it is the first of each month when you sit down to add up your net worth. And the first time you do it, it will take a little longer because for the very first time, you have to track everything down. You've got to remember every login and password to gain access, but it will get faster the more you do it. So go and find all your money. I want you to create a list of every bank account, retirement account, investment account, crypto account, credit card, store card, buy now, pay later, car loan, student loan, personal loan, etc., etc. Think hard. Are there any that you have missed? Did great Aunt Sheila once buy you shares in a company you'd forgotten about until now? Find them and write down their value. Did you once change banks but still have accounts with your old bank? Go and find them. Did you have an account with an ex and wonder what happened to it? Go and find it. Do you own a house? Look up the value of it and write it down. Another quick tip for you is your house even an asset, given that it doesn't put money in your pocket? I think it is, mainly due to the huge amount of money tied up in them and the fact that if you sold it, you would get cash. But you get to decide. And the same goes for your car. It is an asset, but one that drops in value each month. You get to decide whether to include it or not. Now, this exercise is short, sharp, and judgment-free. You are just writing down the facts and quickly working out how much you have versus how much you owe. And add up both lists and do the math. Assets minus debts equal net worth. And now you know. Great work. Now, what I want you to do is go for a walk and dwell on that number. Are you pleased, surprised, saddened, or angry that at the age of X, you are worth XXX? The beauty of life is that you get to decide what you want to do about your own unique number. And now, on the first day of every single month, take 10 minutes to sit down and update your net worth. You've already created a list of your assets and debts. Now you are updating the new month's number. And as the months pass, a picture of your financial performance begins to appear. Is your net worth increasing or decreasing over time? Now, coming back to Lisa, a few years passed by, and she was now able to compare the new Lisa with the old Lisa. And she said to me, "My belief that I would only ever be able to just get by has been obliterated. Not only am I doing better than just getting by, I'm now actually starting to believe I may be able to semi-retire earlier than the age of 65. In the beginning, don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Just use a pen and paper or create a spreadsheet of your own. Simplicity is your best friend right now. Capture your information in a way that speaks only to you. And in time, you might use an online net worth tracker, but it is not the secret to your success. You updating it is. And as the months roll on, you can and you will start to add more layers if you choose to. But just stick to the basics of noting down the balance of each asset and debt on the first day of each new month. And look at your numbers, look at your overall net worth, observe what happens to them if you now change how you earn and spend. And more on that is coming up in the next podcast episode. And to end this episode, the primary goal is to pay off all your debts and only have assets. Well, I hope that episode was useful to you, and I'll be back in another 2 weeks with part two. Now, some parts of my podcast will stay exactly the same, and I'll just end by saying to you, if you've enjoyed today's episode and found it helpful, well, please share it with your friends and whānau. It is truly the best way that people can learn about what I do and the resources I share. And finally, get out there and kōrero more about money with your own friends and whānau, and help me continue to help others be better with money. So until next time, happy saving.